שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים את סדרת השיעורים בנושא תפיסת המציאות.
We're going to read chosen passages about the perception of reality. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selective questions will be asked during the lesson.
We have been several days already in the study of this topic, the perception of reality, and we see how broad the topic is, how high it is. It includes the whole of reality, the participation of the Creator in it, participation of man in this, in reality. On what does the perception of reality depend on? What do we discover? How it is concealed? Everything is in it. Therefore, when we came to this topic, and now we're studying it, indeed, we will discover more and more how much everything is related to it. The matter of concealment is related to the perception of reality, where a person feels that he is in some reality and he needs to discover what is this reality, where does it come from, why is it depicted in me in such a way, and who depicts this reality in me? Me, in my own qualities, or the upper desire and force determines it. When I change my qualities, by what do I change them? Also, what forces do I have in my reality that I can use in order to change my perception of reality so that reality will change? And how much should it change? They say all the way to the end of correction. All in all, what you are about to discover is you are about to discover the true, correct reality. Even now, it exists, however, it is hidden from you. By what? By lack of your equivalence of form with the upper force. As much as you correct yourself, you will discover this reality in a more truthful manner. By what will you discover it? By what will you change? Well, here, there are means. This whole world was actually created in such a way that even though it is concealment, the concealment is such that we need to actually discover it, see it as an invitation. Specifically through the concealment, we can discover the Creator. And then we can replace the concealment, so it won't be concealment from above, from the side of the Creator upon Him. Rather, that we will position this concealment called masach, tzimtzum, restriction, and masach, screen. Then, specifically with our masach, against the concealing masach from the side of the Creator, there will be a revealing masach from the side of the created being. And then these two masachim, these screens, will give us a complete feeling of the true reality, the perception of the true reality. And this way we will advance. The most important in this whole study of the perception of reality is for us to constantly try to think about it, to be in it, to persist in it, that we are always opposite the Creator. The whole earth is full of His glory. There is none else besides Him. He is good who does good. However, we are behind concealment. The more we begin, well, we try and succeed also in discovering Him. Well, not discovering Him, but depicting Him as good, as good, filling up everything, determining everything, directing us each and every moment with His guidelines, so that in the good and also in the bad, we follow them. All of the mistakes that we make, all of the errors, and even what we call transgressions,
It is all also directed and coming from there is none else but Him. And all of this is in order for us to correctly build the true relation to Him. Well, in short, this is all of our work. There is nothing more except to focus on that. And then we can succeed, actually, quickly, in a short time. All in all, the time has come for us to open up the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of the revelation of the Creator to mankind in this world, practically, on a daily basis. Let's hope that we will take this seriously and use it. Well, for the time being, we have here before us. Well, let's read.
Adam 126, Bala Sulam, Shamati 13, Pomegranate.
No, we're reading in topics on the subject of the perception of reality, right? So, item number 125 or 126. I mean, where is it from? What document?
So, again, we're reading chosen excerpts on perception of reality. Item 126, Bala Sulam, Shamati 13, Pomegranate. A pomegranate, he said, implies to what our sages said. Even the vain ones among you are as filled with mitzvot as a pomegranate. He said, Rimon, pomegranate, comes from the word romemut, loftiness, which is above reason. And the meaning will be that the vain amongst you are filled with mitzvot. The measure of the filling is as much as one can go above reason. And this is called romemut. There is only emptiness in a place where there is no existence. As it is written, hangs the earth over nothing. You find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with loftiness, meaning with above reason. And to ask of the Creator to give one that strength, it will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel thus, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. And this is the meaning of, and God hath so made it, that men should fear before Him. It means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for that we need the help of God. It follows that at that time one must ask of the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, one has no other counsel but to ask of the Creator to help him. It is said about that one's desire overcomes one every day, and were it not for the Creator, one would not prevail. Thus, only then is the state when one understands that there is no one to help him but the Creator. And this is, and God hath so made it, that man should fear before Him. The matter of fear is discerned as faith, and only then is one in need of God's salvation.
When we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we don't know what we came to.
We are interested. We study. We listen. We repeat the same words. We acquire a certain vocabulary. We get used to it. Later on, following several years, we begin to feel through various despairs when we want to discover reality, the Creator, the upper force in our will to receive the upper world. Later on, when we despair, and at the same time we're drawn to it, in spite of the despair, a person by that gets used to being in a work, even without any payment, or the payment, the reward becomes more and more abstract, where it is unclear what is about to get. The first form of fulfillment that he was expecting, it changes greatly until one reaches such a state where actually he agrees to discover the Creator not in the first form that he was thinking before, that the Creator will be revealed like some reality in this world, rather as a force. Later on, one understands that this force, how can he discover it? He can discover it only through action.
And
when this also doesn't work, and he tries and tries, already it's in a 10, in a group, there's the light that reforms, they somehow work on him, on this person, then he begins more and more out of his exertion and out of his helplessness, more and more to want to get to know the sublimity of the Creator. This comes even from the side of the will to receive, because if I spend so much time trying to grasp, to perceive, to attain a certain phenomenon, and I do not attain it, then my exertion also gives me importance. And then a person begins to ascribe a special importance to the Creator. And out of that, he begins to understand that the revelation of the Creator is the revelation of his actions, not himself. It's like a force in this world. We don't attain any force. It is always hidden. Rather, what we discover are the consequences, the phenomena out of its existing. Electricity, the force of gravity, all forces are revealed only according to their influence on matter. And this is also how a person begins to discover out of what is happening to him, that the Creator is operating in him. One begins to discover, it is called, from your actions do we know you. That from the actions that he feels are going over him, he begins to identify that this is coming from some desire, some control outside of him, outside of that person. This is called the revelation of the actions of the Creator and not his essence. From that point on, a person starts chasing after this revelation, meaning that he wants to discover the Creator working through everything, in the ups and downs and all the different states, that only he is working and operating One specifically tries to identify the Creator in the most worst thing and the best thing. Well, if it's the best things, that's easier. But in states, thoughts, desires, rejections, attractions that are not so clean, that a person in this world is usually ashamed about them, he hides them. Even in them, he should discover the Creator. He has to. There is none else besides him, applies to everything. Then one should learn how the Creator builds in him the form of concealment. And this way, one reaches a state of you have hemmed me in behind and before, and his development comes specifically through the Romemut, the sublimity or loftiness of the upper force. As much as one discovers its presence, its guideline, guidance, its influence over the person from each and every state, from the side of concealment, also the Sita Acha, the other side, which doesn't really exist, and there is nothing other than this upper force, that one unique and unified good that does good, there is none else besides him, filling up the world. This actually is the work that we have to actualize. For the time being, it has to do only with our first degree. It's not spiritual yet, it's only an entrance to spirituality, but later on we will start to feel how to detect godliness in everything that is happening within the person and around him, that there are no friends here, there's no world, there's nothing other than the Creator who is aiming the person in this way to adhesion with him. Read it again.
Item 126, 6, Bala Sulam, Shamati, 13, pomegranate. A pomegranate, he said, implies to what our sages said. Even the vain ones among you are as filled with mitzvot as a pomegranate. He said, Rimon, pomegranate, comes from the word romemut, loftiness, which is above reason. And the meaning will be that the vain among you are filled with mitzvot. The measure of the filling is as much as one can go above reason. And this is called romemut. There is only emptiness in a place where there is no existence. As it is written, hangs the earth over nothing, you find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason.
That is, there is no reality in itself, rather how the person depicts it. Only through the force of a man, this reality is established. Either it is full with 100% of the upper force, establishing everything, controlling everything, or the upper force is hidden, and who knows in what state this person exists. It is all with respect to the person who attains. So what does it mean that even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvot as a pomegranate? That's a question for a workshop.
The question is, what does it mean that they're full of mitzvot as a pomegranate? Maybe the upper force is hidden from us, but since we're doing what we can in order to reveal him, and Alex will continue,
that we attain the desire to serve him to search for him and discover him in the entire reality, to discover that he is operating in the whole of reality.
Exactly. And then, where it seems to us that he's empty, then these are desires or empty desires or unpleasant desires that feel empty, but on the other hand, they're filled with mitzvot. And this isn't a prevention because we got the strength from the 10 to continue asking for the friends and being in the intention or to bestow.
And what helps us to, this is what helps us to go above reason, is specifically this feeling of emptiness in the world to receive. It helps us in practice to see and to search for reality out of the feeling between us that we build here in the 10.
Maybe so that all of these mitzvot, maybe a person doesn't find the power to carry these mitzvot out from within himself. Maybe he still feels that he doesn't have the strength or the ability, but still the realization comes from outside of him and not from inside of him.
This connection in the 10 means that we integrate
Rav. Let's imagine the following situation. I feel nothing, empty. It says, the vein among you. Now, how, at this very moment, when I start increasing the loftiness of the Creator, I start revealing Him? How? By increasing the loftiness. How by that do I reach a state where I reveal the Creator in the loftiness? Meaning one way or another, He fulfills everything. This is the assumption that we have to stick with. But the loftiness that I ascribe to Him, it's hidden. I can't reveal Him. But if I ascribe loftiness to Him from the concealment, I start revealing Him. How does that happen?
That's the same sublimity we give it to each other, because each one by himself, well, the ego is always pushing you to indifference and forgetfulness. Specifically, the force in the 10 is, when I don't feel anything, when I'm empty, the mutual arvut we have between us is what gives us the greatness, the sublimity.
I don't feel anything. Everything I feel, it's the Creator. In the 10, I receive feelings, which is Him, because the 10 is something great that's in front of me, because the Creator is there.
Specifically, in the vessels of reception, which is what we have for the time being, the empty space is a place where, if we go above reason in with it, there is a potential to discover in it a different nature, which is outside of the will to receive. The deficiency, the feeling of uncomfort, discomfort in the clean, the empty part, allows one to go above reason and to discover the Creator as the only force working, the quality of his soul. When the clay is full and has no deficiency, it has no reason to make any movement in the direction of above reason, and there's no need to discover the Creator.
Our life is full of different situations and cases and occurrences that as if are unrelated. But if we see how important our connection is and we discover our connected state, then by that we start building the ties and we start seeing how the Creator is guiding us from behind the scenes towards our connection.
Well, on the one hand, he must not be revealed to me. On the other hand, I have to discover him by myself. I have to search for him by myself. I have to discover his actions specifically in the entire world, the way he operates in this whole reality. And, well, actually, we never discover him. We discover his sublimity, his actions. And here, by us forcefully wanting to push ourselves into this situation, he apparently comes and completes the other half.
Because from nature, I don't feel the loftiness in a state of emptiness. But if I get a reminder from the Ten that this is actually an invitation from the Creator who is now hiding from my will to receive, and whatever I do towards revealing Him and the Ten, this is an act of bestowal. So if I increase the importance of this action, then I can reveal Him.
Yes, if we see between us his importance, the importance of the quality of bestowal, that we truly want to reach this state, and we see it alive between us, it is happening and taking place within the Ten. Out of that, I can feel that I do not feel it. I do not feel it. This is actually a place for the most correct action, to want to be with you in an action which is above my desire, that it is truly with an inclination towards bestowal.
We have to search for the loftiness among the friends. We have to look at them and just search for it there. It's there for sure. Just have to open your heart, your eyes, your ears, and see it coming out of the friends.
Rav, see what it says here. According to what he, a person, has elevated himself above reason, meaning that we have to fill up the emptiness with the loftiness, meaning with above reason, and to ask of the Creator to give him that force. And the meaning would be that all of the emptiness was created only, I mean, a person comes to feel this way, that he's empty, only in order to fill it up with the loftiness of the Creator. So a person should pay attention to the emptiness in him, that he has nothing, that this state comes from the Creator, and he has to feel in this state that the Creator is actually treating him, taking care of him, and relate to the concealment with love, with gentleness, as though he's getting a great, important gift. And then, with this concealment, to start working. That because I get this concealment from the upper force, this concealment is important for me because I'm getting it from the upper force. Then already I begin to feel importance from that. That I received from him a gift. I received from him some message. I received from him some package, even though it is concealment. But this is how, for the time being, we are connected with one another through this whole state that he is now performing, even though it's concealment and it might even be in an incident which is unpleasant, but it's unpleasant towards my ego, my will to receive. And I love it, this state, because it is established by the upper force. And by changing my attitude to this concealment, to this situation that I now have before me, I begin to feel a greater and greater importance of the Creator. This is called that I am engaging in His loftiness. And out of that, your empty ones become full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. So I start filling up this concealment with the feeling of importance. That's it. We don't need anything more than that. the Creator Himself is never revealed. Rather, specifically in this concealment, what is revealed is the Masach, the importance, the Ochozer, reflected light, and all of the attitude that we want to respect the host. You remember that example? I am sitting opposite the host, and I want to delight him in return. So, go ahead. Here you have an opportunity. Start relating to the importance of the host who gave you these incidents of concealment. It might even be scary or unpleasant, etc. But you're going for it above reason. Even though it is unpleasant to my ego, even though in my nature, with my body, I would run away from it. However, now, above it, because it comes from the Creator, I can show how much I want to be in contact with Him. Even above this whole concealment, this unpleasant situation, already we have bestowed above reception, faith above reason. In this way, we already begin to enter the first spiritual degree. Please talk about it. How, through the concealment, the feeling of concealment, by overcoming it and relating to the one who gives us the concealment, who establishes this concealment, we come to bestow upon the host. The concealment is actually salvation. When I work opposite it, above it, I already relate to him, not to the gift.
Well,
think and talk. Don't look at me. I don't have any more words.
The feeling of deficiency coming from the Creator gives us an opportunity to reveal our nature and achieve adhesion by connecting in order to reveal Him.
The fact that the Creator is pressuring my ego, by that He's shutting it in, giving me a boundary, like a membrane, through which, in the 10 we build it, we can get hold of Him, understand that He exists behind it. This is how we begin, really.
To me it seems like Bchina Dalet that decides to make Tzimtzum. It's the...
Rav, I suggest to each and everyone to write down. Take a piece of paper and pencil and write down the formula for how do we relate to the concealment, specifically to be aided by it in order to reach adhesion with the one who gives the concealment. One sentence. We erase it again. We kind of arrange it properly.
Next question. Why? If I fill up the concealment with the loftiness and sublimity of the Creator, it is considered that I made an action above reason. Why? Once I filled up the emptiness with the loftiness of the Creator, I have performed an action above reason. Write it down also. That's the best. When you write down, you have to formulate the action, and that's good. Nevertheless, it's an important action. It is called above reason. We're always talking about it, but we don't know what it is. Now we see it in action, where it is actually happening.
נקרא שוב ציטוט 126 מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם שמעתי יוד גימל עניין רימון.
We'll read again the same quote number 126 בעל הסולם שמעתי 13 a pomegranate. A pomegranate, he said, is implies to what our sages said. Even the empty ones among you are filled with mitzvot as a pomegranate. He said, Rimon, pomegranate, comes from the word romemut, sublimity or loftiness, which is above reason. And the meaning is to what he says, that the empty ones among you are filled with mitzvot. The measure of the filling is as much as you can go above reason, and this is called romemut. There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence. As it says, hangs the earth over nothing. You find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty place? The answer is according to how much one has elevated himself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with loftiness, meaning with above reason, and one should ask of the Creator to give him that force. This will mean that all of the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it up with the romemut, the loftiness of the Creator.
In other words, for one to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of, and God has made it so that man would fear him. It means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for that, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time, one must ask of the Creator to give him the power to have faith above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since his external mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, one has no other counsel but to ask of the Creator to help him. It is said about that, one's inclination overcomes him every day. And if not for the Creator, one would not overcome it. Thus, only then is the state where one understands that there is no one who can help him except for the Creator. And this is, and God has made it so that men would fear him. The matter of fear is discerned as faith. Only then does one need God's salvation.
Aim anachnu yecholim limalot et atzmeinu beromemut
Hashem. Can we fill ourselves with the loftiness of the Creator if we're not empty? And what is the measure of emptiness that we have to have? Or according to what measure of emptiness do we fulfill ourselves with the loftiness of the Creator? And what's the difference between fulfilling ourselves with the loftiness of the Creator and the knowledge or the revelation of the Creator? These are questions that you have to talk about now.
Kadima.
Let's go.
It's powerful. Why? Because the empty place is not filled up. It is a means.
I'm not phrasing it in a good way so that you'll have to arrange the different discernments yourselves and see.
So I'll start and we'll do it together. So an empty place is revealed. There it's unpleasant, it's not good, we have fears, anxieties, something that is unpleasant. On top of it, specifically, this place is not filled. It serves as a means that is pushing me to discover the importance and sublimity of the Creator, and maybe even to give it to others, to the ten.
According to what we read, it seems that it's really possible to reach the loftiness of the Creator above reason only if we turn to Him. Because man can't fulfill this deficiency himself. He can't find this loftiness himself. But at the end, you have to turn to the Creator. You have to reach a state where the emptiness is probably complete. And only then can you reach that prayer. This means that you're in touch with Him, that you want to turn to Him.
Yes, the easiest is to ask for and to need the Creator at the time that He is showing me emptiness. Because then I have a place where my desire doesn't jump. It is seemingly paralyzed. It doesn't see any profit before it. Then it is the time if I get support and strengthening that this state is coming to me not by chance, it is actually an invitation, then I'm filled up with importance that I can perform some action towards connection where the Creator is, towards bestow. Then I discover that I still cannot carry out this action. Then it's the creates in me a true need.
Yeah, and to add that, the feeling of the emptiness is a very powerful force. You have the desire for fulfillment, and it depends on where do you channel it, funnel it. And either it's something egoistic, or you funnel it towards the greatness and exaltedness of the Creator, meaning to know in advance that I'm going to do something which is directed towards bestowal, which will not give me fulfillment, but will help us as a 10 achieve our mutual goal and realize all of the efforts that we made over time. So I agree to do it, and it's not for my own benefit. So this is the root of the difference to be fulfilled by the revelation or by that.
Clearly, if a person has no empty place, he has no urge, no push to discover the Creator or find His loftiness. Our whole work is to place the boundary and give the right attitude to what does it mean to discover the Creator? What does it mean to discover or accept His loftiness?
So what follows is that we start with personal emptiness, the concealment of the Creator that everyone feels individually, and we advance together towards a revelation, the mutual clean. And this is the lag that actually allows us to connect. Without the picture of this picture of reality that the Creator is sending us, we draw it in our ego forever, actually.
In the common kli, the loftiness of the Creator is revealed, and I am empty, 100%. And the revelation of the Creator, well, before that we have the light of Chassadim, seemingly. The revelation of the Creator is when we already use our will to receive. Then, also, it's with Masach and Al-Chozer, and everything is in order to bestow.
The kli that we're talking about is the 10. It's our connection. And the feeling of emptiness is the feeling of lack of connection. Even the absence of satisfaction from our advancement that is something that we have to have. And that we feel that we're not succeeding in spirituality, it makes us turn to the upper force to help us, for him to connect or correct our connection. And it's a kind of feeling of criticism regarding the quality of our connection, then there's no deficiency for change. If everything's fine, then everything's fine. But the feeling of lack of content.
Rav, how does the perception of reality change when we begin to see in whatever is happening inside of us, around us, and most specifically with the concealments, the troubles, that this is the hand of the Lord, which is aiming to bring us closer? How does the image of reality, the depiction of reality, change when we discover that the evil forces are all aimed by the Creator in order to bring us closer? How does this change our attitude to the world, to the friends, to the teacher, the Creator, the group, of course, especially the friends? Please.
It really depends on the importance and the greatness that we create among us. And then, from the bad states that Rav's describing, they are the ones that actually beget a new perception of reality. The perception of reality of the bad states remains, but it allows us to leap to a different reality, where we actually discover a different meaning of the friends, of the Rav.
Yes, we discover that this whole reality that is engulfing us in the spiritual development, it is all meant in order to push us forward. That even this unpleasantness,
Rob, look at the question and try to answer what it says in the same style that the question's written in. Talk.
All of the problems that we feel in the entire reality that is engulfing us, it is all meant in order to promote us.
Yeah, promote us and bring us closer to Him. And actually the concealment and the problems is what allows us to more easily prefer the pleasure, to prefer bestowal over the calculation of what's good or bad for me.
Yeah, I'd like to add that the moment we enter our vut between us, and each one naturally performs this action of one towards the other, and then at once reality changes. Everything that we perceive between us, the way we feel in our heart, all of the pain, it all becomes an adventure, a part of a process that leads from the thought of creation to the end of creation. We don't try to survive reality, we live it, we flow with it, we try to help it reach where it should be.
Yeah, there's a certain process in which a person feels the concealment and that it comes from the Creator. And maybe it starts with the understanding that which is targeted, that comes to guide him. And he understands that the Creator is good, that that's good, and that it's possible to reveal him, but only through or with the help of the Arvut, that he himself will not be able to reach this feeling unless he gives it to others.
Rav, questions. We have a few minutes left. There are no questions? Then I have one. Oh, go ahead.
In this equation, where is the 10?
Where is the 10? Well, it's a question. That's a question. Yes. The 10 is the concealment that is closest to me from the side of the Creator. And if I want to start getting closer to Him, I have to bring myself closer to Him by the 10 becoming my body. And later on, also the whole of reality. But first, the 10. There is none else besides Him. The Creator dresses first in the 10. This is the closest and most important correction. Why? Because it establishes me in an integral manner to see the whole of reality. From that, I can already relate to the Creator. To ask correctly, to demand correctly, to correctly enter an interaction with Him.
What?
Anyone else? Yes.
What does it mean that the empty place is filled up with the loftiness of the Creator? It seems that the loftiness of the Creator comes atop the emptiness.
The empty place demands, seemingly, fulfillment, right? Why? What for? What is happening? How can I arrange everything? I leave this empty place empty. I don't want, even if it would be possible, I don't want to get any fulfillment there, other than the sublimity, the loftiness of the Creator. Now, the question is also, when we're not there yet, we just started to scrutinize this thing. What is the loftiness of the Creator? There is the Creator, and there is His loftiness. This place, I fill it up with the loftiness. Is it? It's meant, apparently, that I will fill it up with the Creator. Or this concealment is concealment over the loftiness of the Creator, or is it a concealment over the Creator Himself? Over what? What discernments? What aspects? That remains for us to scrutinize. There is depth here. We are actually touching the center of the thing. There we have the Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer. From this point onward, we're going to start developing it.
What's really sharply felt is that from the emptiness do you reach the loftiness.
Only the emptiness, yes.
So if you ascend to the loftiness and you have an attitude towards the Creator, that's it. You don't need anything else. You have the revelation.
That we will scrutinize. Give it to Tzvika.
First of all, what is a concealment? And how do I know that I'm in concealment?
I don't know. Do you have some deficiency? Some empty place? That empty deficiency.
How do I know that I'm in concealment?
It's a feeling.
Does one identify that it comes from the Creator?
That is a problem already. After a few years, we begin to feel that what is hidden is hidden deliberately, on purpose by the Creator. He is the operator and He is the one establishing this concealment in you. Well, not concealment maybe, but He is establishing in you. Well, a person gets all kinds of troubles. All kinds of such people who rise against him, enemies, people who talk about him, all kinds of problems at home, all kinds of problems from the students, problems from the relatives, whatever it might be. Even though he is as much as possible trying to be in adhesion with the study and he tries not to move as much as possible for him, one begins to feel that in everything happening to him, there is a guiding hand there. It is the upper force. It starts to discover that it exists, the upper desire, not his own desire, not something else, rather some fate, but it's a constant one that always exists. Like people say, why is it happening to me? What is going on? What did I do? Why do I deserve this? But here it's in a more internal manner. Before, he didn't have this thing, and now he has this sensation. It's this feeling that this is brought to me on the path all the time, so that now I have to learn how to cope with it. At first, he wants to cope with it in order to remove the disturbances. That's clear, obvious, because of the will to receive. But gradually, when he nevertheless persists in the society and in the study, he begins to see that here there is some kind of clarion, an invitation to relate to this differently. That specifically, not in order to remove these unpleasant disturbances that he has on the path in his whole life and from all kinds. It could be health and family and work and the whole world that is jumping at you and everything, as it says, all those that the Lord loves, He reproaches.
And then He begins to appreciate it, as we began to say here, that it comes to from the Creator. And He's sending it to me on with a special purpose, relating to me specifically in this way, so that through these concealments, which I see everywhere, there's nothing you can do everywhere. The more a person is immersed in the study and in what he should be doing, the more quickly he discovers that what comes from the Creator comes deliberately. So he discovers that there is a higher desire here. From that moment onwards, he begins to advance on a more directed, orderly path. What then should I do? First of all, constantly maintain that there is none else besides Him, and He's good and does good. Well, He's good and does good. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. But there's none else besides Him should be even in the worst or best states. So I'm not confused by the good or by the bad. It comes from the Creator. I have connection with Him. The more I determine that this connection is desirable, that it's in me, yes or no, the more this connection is desirable, how can I say it? If I regard it as good, decipher it as good, not detect, because that's discovering. I accept it as good, even if I feel bad. Even if I feel bad. Above my logic, of course, it's above my reason. So if I'm happy that it comes from the Creator, and I am attached to Him, specifically through the distractions, the obstructions, the unpleasantness, then I begin to discover His sublimity here. How, in my eyes, He is higher than the distractions. Here I am measuring His level compared to my feeling, my ego. And here you continue. You ask for the strength to cope with it, to be in this. Now it's called above reason. It's the beginning. But you can already say that you're beginning to create a relatively spiritual form of relation between the guest and the host. You still don't have masachim and measurements and mitigations, that's still ahead. But the direction, the orientation is already correct. Yes.
It's clear that alone you can't do the work.
No. You already begin.
It's not the group.
The Creator brings a person, and a person begins to ask, to demand. You'll feel the group too. You feel like you love them, they become closer, warmer. You relate to them like the children, like they're yours.
They don't need to always mention none else besides Him and working together and to encourage each other to be above reason.
This will come later. The hatred, the problems. We're talking about the beginning of the work. A person is brought to that state. They say, it's good, take this and continue. This is the meaning of take this. And here you'll soon have a choice and all those things. But fashioning this situation where we receive everything from the Creator, although they're bad things, and above the bad things, we are connected to Him among us and to Him, and we love those states. and we're willing to go for even greater obstructions until, I don't know, just like Rabbi Akiva was happy that he was about to be burned. From here, you can understand the attitude of a person to the Torah and to the Creator. No. We're moving to Pticha.